Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA, the 76ers are sole owners of the league's Eastern Conference after defeating the shorthanded Nets last night, 123-117. Meanwhile, the Knicks down the Pelicans, 116-106. The Raptors topped the Spurs, 117-112. And the Clippers beat the Pistons, 100-98. In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays bested the Yankees, 5-4. The Mets routed the Phillies, 5-1. The Nationals shut out the Cardinals, 6-0. And the Red Sox swept the Twins in a doubleheader, taking Game 1, 3-2. And the nightcap 7-1. In the NHL yesterday, the Flames drubbed the Canadiens 4-1, the Avalanche nipped the Blues 4-3, the Jets rallied to beat the Senators 3-2, and the Wild outscored the Coyotes 5-2. Sabres captain Jack Eichel will miss the rest of the season with a herniated disc in his neck. Eichel had 18 points in 21 games before coming out of Buffalo's lineup. In NFL news, the Giants have waived cornerback Ryan Lewis and added cornerback Adoree Jackson in free agency. And one of the 22 women who filed lawsuits accusing Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and harassment has dropped her case. The woman cites privacy and safety concerns after some of the women were ordered to make their names public following court hearings last week. Lastly, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says attendees will be allowed at horse and car racing events beginning April 23rd. Cuomo made the announcement yesterday, saying the events will proceed at 20% capacity with precautions in place.
And that will be in line with our guidance for other professional sports events: face mask, social distancing, proof of completed immunization, or recent negative test.
The change comes on the eve of the Belmont Park spring meet and ahead of Saratoga Racecourse's summer season, which ran without fans last year for the first time in history. I'm Jesse King.